Good morning and welcome back. So even though normally Rabbi Lyman is the person who says the halacha after davening, but he asked me for the month of Elul to go through the halachas lamaisa, which are relevant to the Yom and the Royim. So obviously if we're going to wait till after Yom Kippur to start discussing the halachas of Sukkah, we're not going to have enough time to discuss all the halachas of Sukkah then. If we wait till discuss the halachas of Yom Kippur until after we get to Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be challenging. So we're going to try and cover a lot of the halachas which are relevant for the upcoming days over the next month, and you'll have to apply them in the appropriate time. We'll try to do the math as best as we can. But today I want to start something which we associate the month with, but really this applies every single day of a person's life, is the mitzvah of tshuva. There's a mitzvah a person has, a mitzvah to do tshuva, that applies every day of a person's life. A person has to work on correcting himself, and that much more so during the period of Elul, Seres Mitzvah, etc. The mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah besides being a musar shmuz. It's a mitzvah with halachas like any other mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah with halachas. The Rambam has a section called Hilchos Tshuva. So what is the source for this mitzvah? What exactly is the command for this mitzvah? What is the source for this mitzvah? So there's a difference of opinion amongst the Rishonim what the source of the mitzvah is. The Ramban says that we find at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah talks about the fact that Klai said, we'll do tshuva, v'shav ta'ad Hashem elokecho. And the next pasuk there, it says, ki ha-mitzvah hazois. Rashi says the mitzvah hazois means the mitzvah of the whole Torah. But the Ramban says it's referring back specifically to the pasuk before, which is referring to doing tshuva. This is a mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva. The Ramban says that's the source for the mitzvah to do tshuva, ki ha-mitzvah hazois. The Ben Yonah sees this mitzvah in the pasuk, which we associate with him, Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, Kippur Yomazei Chaper Alechem, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, that in front of Hashem Titoru, you should cleanse yourself. It's referring to a mitzvah that a person must do tshuva before the day of Yom Kippur comes. The Rambam says that, also talks about such an idea, but the Rambam says, the Rambam includes the mitzvah of tshuva in the mitzvah of vidui. The Torah says it's a mitzvah to be misvada, to admit that we've done something wrong, but we know there's a concept called vidui pad. A person, just one of the things we say in the Alchet is vidui pad. Vidui pad is I'm admitting without really doing anything about it. So that's called vidui pad. So if there's a command in the Torah to be misvada, obviously the Torah is expecting us to correct it and then come and admit to that which we've done wrong to Hashem. The Beshe Chochma says he has another point. He says, so a person wasn't putting on tefillin. He does tshuva, he starts putting on tefillin. I do not need a new mitzvah to tell me that you have to put on tefillin. That's the original mitzvah. Person who was stealing and stopped stealing. I don't need a new mitzvah to tell me to stop stealing. I don't need a mitzvah called tshuva to tell you to stop stealing. The command not to steal is the source why you should not continue to do it for any further. That which a person has to correct himself is the original mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah of tshuva? That's why he says that he sees that the mitzvah of tshuva is be'ikar, the mitzvah of vidui. That what the Rambam says, the mitzvah of the coming to admit to Hashem what you've done incorrectly. The Rambam sees that there are four parts to the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ben Yonah says there are three. We'll focus with the Ben Yonah. The Ben Yonah says the three parts of the mitzvah of tshuva are the person has charata, that he regrets what he has done. He has a ziva zechet, he stops doing it, and he's misvada, he's mevad, he says vidui. We find many mitzvahs of a person does part of a mitzvah, not the whole thing. It's not a mitzvah. A person, there's mitzvah dalet minim, lulav, esrig, hadas, and arabas. A person, I don't have an esrig, so I'll do the mitzvah of taking the lulav, the dasim, and the arabas. There's no such mitzvah. You must have all four parts of the mitzvah to do the mitzvah. But the Mabit says that the mitzvah of tshuva, any one of them that you do, not vidui, but if you do charata without a ziva zechet, or a ziva zechet without charata, you've done something. So some part of the mitzvah has been fulfilled. Obviously, the final result is that a person should have correct himself totally. The Mabit says that the correct language of the mitzvah is lifnei Hashem, that the mitzvah is krivel Hashem mirichel chaket. The person has been distanced from Hashem, and the mitzvah is to come back. Tshuva means to come back. The mitzvah is to come back, leave that richa chachet, and come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beshem, tomorrow we'll talk about the lochas of Beradon Lechaveiroi, that tshuva will not give you a kapara until you also get a mechila from the individual which you have some way wronged. Then we'll talk about those halachas of asking for mechila, etc. That'll be tomorrow. And one announcement is that shir will start at 9:10. Have a good morning.